Congratulations on the win. It didn't look pretty. It was kind of an ugly fest early on to start the game. Both teams committing a lot of turnovers, but once you guys got the shots going, it was a lot easier for Scott City after that in that aspect of scoring.
Yeah, you know, our defense is probably going to be something that we, you know, that leads to our offense throughout the year. But, yeah, the beginning of the game was a bit ugly. You know, any time a team's going to go to that 1-2-2, you know, kind of junk it up on you as far as defensive goes, it took our guys a little bit longer than I would have liked for them to kind of figure it out and kind of settle in. We got a little rattled early, just, you know, not really running through our stuff. Again, it's not something that we've spent a ton of time on. We'll work on it more as we go. And again, you know, we talked about, you know, first game, you know, being a learning, you know, learning experience. So we definitely saw a lot of stuff tonight that we could work on. But, you know, once the defense kind of led to the offense, everything started going in the right direction. But, you know, pretty pleased with them as far as the defensive effort that they did give. But at the same time, you know, we need to stay out of foul trouble. But we knew that was going to happen tonight. I mean, I kind of figured somebody was going to get in foul trouble just because of the way we're playing. That's kind of the nature of the game. So, you know, we got to clean that up just a little bit. But overall, pretty pleased with their effort.
Well, early on here, Bo really struggled scoring. He had some good shots from point blank, just couldn't get him to go. And he'd been kind of struggling leading into this game there. But it was players like Drew Duff and Jordan Horn, Jordan making his debut for you guys, who stepped up big in that part, especially in the first half.
Yeah, Jordan's a player. You know, he's a kid that can definitely give you a lot of different things. Mm-hmm. He's got a lot of tools out there on the basketball floor, whether it be, you know, seeing the floor or handling it and finding the open man. And, you know, he can knock down the shot, and he's athletic enough to get to the basket and elevate over a lot of guys, even for being, you know, only 5'9", 5'10". He gives us another, you know, kind of dynamic in the offense. But, you know, he's still got to take care of the ball a little bit. He shows glimpses of great things, and then, you know, he gets a little mentally sped up and makes a couple, you know, bad decisions because he's trying to make a real quick play. If he can just settle in and learn when it's time to make those plays and when it's not, you know, he could be a great ball player.
He had battling foul trouble with Justin Froh and also Bo Hess in that first half. And then, you know, probably one of the players, you know, he only had 2 points tonight, Marshall Froh from the foul line. But that kid did about everything else there. I think he's going to be probably wanting the ice bath in the morning. He was diving all over the place.
Yeah, he got in the passing lanes for us and got a lot of deflections, dove on the floor several times. And, you know, he's a hustler. He's athletic as heck, and, you know, he's long, so – he really does help us with it when we want to get up and pressure people. So, you know, the points is just one thing, and we talked to him about that too. You know, points is just one thing that you can contribute. But the hustle plays, you know, they're inspirational, and they get everybody else going. And that was kind of the message in the locker room. Be the guy that sets the tone for us. And you know, he definitely did it. We had several guys, you know, that were willing to get on the floor and dive for the ball and get out and play. And I thought they did a good job of it. You know, but we had a few people. Kyle, I don't think, got a whole lot of points. But at the same time, you know, when they were collapsing everybody in on that zone, it was going to be hard to get touches in there. But I thought he kept working. And defensively, I thought he did a good job with good defensive position. We'll learn from it. We'll watch it this weekend and check it out and kind of see what we did and didn't do very well. But, you know, overall, you know, the first game, it should be kind of an eye-opener for you. And, you know, I think we definitely take away a couple of things that we can really go work on.
Well, as you take a look at this, is it kind of nice to have this game one like this before your three games in 3 days next week?
Yeah, definitely. You know, it definitely helps, and, you know, it gives us something to prepare for, a little added offensive strategy in there, I guess, because we definitely do need to work on how we attack the odd man fronts. And it'll come. But, you know, those things, anytime you run a zone like that, game one, it's going to throw the team off a little bit. It takes a little getting used to.
You know, here's some irony here. You guys started out this is the earliest you started in 5 years. It was a December 2nd game on the road in 2011 at Goodland. You get a shutout in the first quarter in that game. You start off your season December 2nd, 5 years later, with a shutout. That's kind of nice.
Yeah, that's pretty nice right there. You know, and however that happens, you know, you get a shutout in any quarter, you know, it's something, you know, you got to, you know, kind of nod your hat to the defense right there. So they got after it. I wasn't quite sure we did hold them, you know, to no points in that first quarter, because for a while there, nobody had scored, and it was kind of getting a little bit dull there for a while. But, you know, finally the defense picked up a little bit. We were able to get some steals and get out and run on them.
Once again, it is Coach Brian Gentry joining us here post-game. Beavers winning it here tonight, running away with it 58-16, and 1-0, and they will host Palmer Edge on Thursday night. Should be a good battle with the Bears. And, Coach, once again, congratulations on winning your debut as the head coach for Scott City, and we'll talk to you next week.
All right, thanks, Adam.